I realize that many people out there that have been left alone for a long time would have loved to hear the word of God. And that morning I stood there by the bedside of this mother. And I said, Mother, how long have you been out here? And this mother told me, said, Sister Cease, I've been out here a long time. I said, how many children do you have? Where are your sons? Where are your daughters? And that mother told me that day, my children put me in this place a long time ago. They haven't been back to see about me. And you know, just thinking about that, I'm reminded today of a little story that I heard a lady tell me. And I heard this story. She said that there was a mother that had two sons. One of the sons was interested in himself. That son loved his mama so much. I'm gonna grow up. I'm going to college. I wanna be somebody. I wanna take care of you like you've been taking care of me. But that other brother was not conscientious about himself. He was no good. Stayed in trouble all the time. That mama had to always go to court, getting that son out of trouble. I'm told tonight, both boys grew up, one went to college, that no good son left home. Oh, Lord, that mama worked her fingers to the bone, sent that son to school. She got on her knees and scrubbed floors. She climbed ladders and washed windows. Well, I told, yes, she did, working her fingers to the bone. After about 8 long years, that son came home. He said, Mama, I'm a doctor now. I've got MD behind my name. I want you to meet my wife. I met her while I was in college. She's a school teacher. Yeah, I'm told tonight. We want you to come and live with us. Help us to take care of our children. As the years went on by, and that children grew up, I'm told tonight, even though they were at school age, that school teacher went to her husband and said, honey, your mama's in the way now. I think you ought to get rid of her. We can get somebody else to do this job. There are other young girls in college that could work their way through school on this very job. Your mama uses bad English. She uses this and that and ain't and this. I'm trying to teach my children to use good language. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. That son went to his mama. That mama. Yeah. I was talking with my wife. And she seemed to feel now that you're getting in the way around the house. We don't have anything you're supposed to do. You're using bad English. We don't want this to rub off on our children. I'm gonna take you to an old folk home. Yeah, yeah. I'm told tonight that mama began to cry. She looked at her hands. They were all worn and wrinkled. She had worked her fingers for that son. Oh, yes, she had. She began to pack her clothes up. Came and whispered in her ear. Say, see that old lady, it hasn't been worth it. Look at all you've done for this mother. He's getting ready to throw you out there. Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you what happened. Wait a minute. That mama packed her clothes up. Tears streaming down. Good God Almighty. That son came back to a choir and tried to make things sound good. He said, Mama, in your room out there, I'm going to have your color television. You're going to have nurses around the clock. Look at him trying to make it sound good. You're going to have everything that you want. That mama just kept on packing. She just kept on crying. Lord. On the next day, the son knocked on the door. So, Mama, I'm ready to take you now. Then Mama walked out of the couch, got in that long limousine. They started down the road, going to that old folk home. Glory be to God. I'm told tonight, while she was riding, she just kept on crying. That son tried to fix it up. He said, Mama, don't cry. Everything is gonna be all right. Glory be to God. I'm gonna come and visit you every day. I'm gonna bring the children by every now and then. But that mama just kept on crying. Lord. And by the time they got no more friends, that mama looked up the road and saw an old ragged car coming. Greeted one another with a kiss. That old no good son said, Mama, I was on my way to see you. How have you been doing? Yeah. Let me tell you what happened. That son pulled his brother over and said, Brother, where are you taking my mama? I want to know where you're going with my mama. That doctor told his brother, said, Brother, let me explain it to you. Mama's old fogey, and she's old timey. She gets in the way around the house. She uses bad English. Glory to God. I'm successful now. Look at me. I'm wearing good suits. Yeah. And I'm in the big society clothes. Lord Jesus. I'm taking Mama to the old folk home. Yeah. That, listen, that old no good son looked over at his mama. Said, Mama. My car's no good. The tires are all worn out. But come on and go home with me. Mama, look at me. I've been a failure all of my life. I gave you a lot of trouble. Yeah. I don't see a better fine place. I don't have a true room.
Talking about a Broadway to sin. Talking about life on Broadway. Take a listen.
The street called Broadway represents a place that is well known by many. Well known for eating, drinking, and partying. Yes. This type of lifestyle on Broadway, you can find any and everything you need on Broadway. The Bible said, enter ye in at the straight gate. The straight gate represents the way of righteousness. When you enter in at the straight gate, you enter in through Jesus Christ, the true gate. Then it says, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. You know, we all are heading to a destiny. And our destiny, my friend, is an eternal destiny. We could be heading to hell, or we could be heading to heaven. It's your choice of what road you want to take. You can take the straight and narrow way, or you can take the broad way. But the choice is yours. You see, broad way represents a life of sin, evilness, meanness, unforgiveness. And this life can destroy you. We must take a walk and make a choice to follow Jesus. Listen to verse 14 when it says, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and there be a few that find it. What about you today? Are you still living the lifestyle that you was living when you were in sin? Are you still living that Broadway lifestyle? Come and go with me to some of the scriptures here, so I can share a little bit more insight on what the type of sinful activity is going on Broadway. 1 Corinthians 6, chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. Here we can apply some life application to the lifestyle on Broadway. Did you know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Well, what do you mean, Brother Moore? Listen to some of the activities that is going on Broadway. Did you know that if you make the wrong choice, you won't see Jesus? It said there in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers. That word idolater means you are serving and worshiping some kind of false idol of God. You know what adultery means. Marriage. Having sexual activity outside your marriage. You know what fornication is. Sexual activity apart from marriage. And it also said there, nor effeminate, which means homosexual lifestyle. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Abnormal activity. Abusing yourself. Nor thieves. Nor covetous person. That's the covetous means. Covetous means someone that have a desire to want things. Want to be rich, want things, want what you have, want your things. Then it said, nor drunkards, nor revilers, those that have vicious, ill will, extortionate, nor extortionate, shall inherit the kingdom of God. My friend, this is not Brother Moore, this is what the Word is saying to us. And as Christians, we ought to come out from among them and be separated from this lifestyle and this kind of activity. You got men living with men and speaking with men today, women with women. They are going around boasting about wife swapping and swingers today. Uh-huh. Whatever you want, you can find it on Broadway. Whatever you need, you can find it on Broadway. Verse 7:15 says, beware of false prophets. Okay? Beware of false prophets. The preachers, the teachers that are out there promoting sin. And you hear someone saying that they're of God and they are literally going against the Word of God, promoting sin. That's a false prophet. That's a false teacher. On national television, promoting sin. Beware of false prophets. Saint, put down that whiskey bottle. Stop drinking that little wine for your stomach, too. You become a wine bibbler. Put down that beer bottle. Stop the use of cocaine and drug abuse. God cannot get no joy out of that. Neither is he pleased with your sinful activity. Yes, that spirit that you find in the alcohol is a spirit that can lead you straight to hell. But instead of being psyched up on these strong drinks and alcohol and wine and drugs, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Verse 11 says, and such were some of you. Oh yeah, we were there. We were out there. We are not holier than thou. But we should have turned from it by now. Verse 11. 1 Corinthians 6 and 11 says, and such were some of you. Yes, we were there. But you have been washed, praise the Lord. But you are sanctified. Yes, Lord. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. And by the Spirit of our God. In other words, you are born again by the grace of God and not of yourself. Lest any man should boast. Let that life on Broadway, cut it loose. Turn from it. That God may get the glory. Here in 2 Timothy 3 and 1, the Bible says that perilous times shall come. Talking about the moral condition of man. Perilous times shall come. Evil times, hateful times. Will come upon us in these last days that we're living in right now. The Bible said man shall be lovers of their own self. Men will be boasters, pride, and blasphemers. Man will be disobedient to parents, and man will be unthankful and unholy. Yet, the man will turn their back on the Lord. Man will be without natural affection. Truth breakers, false accusers, mean spirited. Despisers of those that do good. taking the wrong for the right, right for the wrong. Wrong have a better place today than right do. Praise the Lord. The Bible said these things will come upon us in these last and evil days. Man will be traitor-headed and high-minded. Here in 2 Timothy 3 and 1. They will be lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Oh, yeah, this happens. Man will have the form of godliness, but be denying the power thereof. Men, in these last and evil days. Man will be murderers and haters. You can't look at the news or pick up a newspaper today without someone being murdered, shot, cut, killed, stole, robbed. And human life don't mean nothing today. The attitude of man. Why? They have left their purpose. Sin and wickedness have gone, have a stronghold now over the lives of men. I've said that this kind of lifestyle is going to grow worse and worse. And it is. It's growing worse every day. Men have no respect for each other. The Lord said that he will turn them over because of disobedience. He'll turn them over to a reprobate mind. And I heard the Lord say, come out from among them, be you separated, said the Lord. We're living in a time when the church is creeping into the world, and the world is creeping into the church. In other words, the worldly activity is taking the place of Christian activities in our church today. The right side is wrong, and the wrong side is right. And the love of many is waxing worse and worse. And because of the lifestyle that we are continuing in on Broadway. The Holy Ghost has taken a back seat in the lives of many Christians. Because we are trying to live for the devil and live for Christ. Come out! Come among them and be separated. I heard the word say, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And these things will be added unto you. We are king-oriented today. We want more material goods. We buy a new house and keep it for a few years and want another new house, a bigger house. We buy a car, we for a few years, now we want another bigger car.
Did you know that God loves you to life?